Insurance startup WeFox raises $55 million debt facility. Germany-based insurtech WeFox has been backed by UniCredit and Deutsche Bank with $55 million in funding. Jiffy Tea secures Emmy license in Europe. US-based fintech Jiffy Tea has secured an electronic money institution license in Europe in order to provide its customers with optimized payment solutions. First Abu Dhabi Bank partners with MasterCard. First Abu Dhabi Bank has announced its partnership with MasterCard in order to launch the new SlicePay BNPL card for customers and clients in the UAE region. Polani Travel partners with BRDGE. UK-based payment orchestration provider BRDGE has partnered with e-commerce company Polani Travel to improve the online checkout experience of customers. Airwallex launches Yield Returns account. Global payments and financial platform for businesses Airwallex has launched Yield Returns account, a product for businesses to earn returns on AUD and USD balances. Alibaba International announces pilot launch of AI Suite. Alibaba International has announced the pilot launch of AIDGE, a commerce-centric, artificial intelligence-powered suite of APIs that intends to simplify global operations for enterprises. Repay partners with PDI Technologies. US-based Repay has announced its partnership with PDI Technologies in order to automate accounts payable payments for the latter's customers and clients. Euronet and Banco Pichincha modernize card features in Ecuador. Fintech Euronet has provided Ecuador-based Banco Pichincha with prepaid and debit card issuing and processing through its SaaS payments platform REN. ID Now partners with IATA. Germany-based ID Now has announced its partnership with IATA in order to demonstrate an integrated digital identity travel solution and optimize passenger experience. ADX partners with HSBC to create digital fixed income securities. The Abu Dhabi Securities Exchange, ADX, has partnered with HSBC Bank Middle East Limited, HSBC, to create digital fixed income securities. Arda Tech Fin partners with Chainlink Labs. Hybrid financial platform Arda Tech Fin has partnered with Chainlink Labs to leverage the latter's services and deliver fiat-based investment returns to its clients. Standard Chartered HK and GD detail findings on eHucked pilot. Standard Chartered Hong Kong and GISIC plus Devrent, G plus D, have completed trials in the Hong Kong Monetary Authority Autorities, HKMA, eHucked pilot program. UK rulemakers set out roadmap for regulating stablecoins. The Bank of England and the Financial Conduct Authority have pushed out proposals for the regulation of stablecoins, billing them as an effective way to make payments faster and cheaper for consumers and retailers. Airwallex offers Australian businesses savings rates on their US dollar balances. Businesses can earn returns on their US dollar balances without opening an overseas bank account with a new Australian First account from global financial platform Airwallex. Jeeves welcomes Cash Bagai as Chief Product Officer. Jeeves, the leading global expense management platform, is thrilled to announce the addition of Cash Bagai to its leadership team as Chief Product Officer, effective September 29. Jiffy Tea granted Emmy license in Europe. Jiffy Tea, granted an electronic money institution, Emmy, license in Europe, following the Swedish regulator's rigorous review and qualification process. Fingerprint Cards works with InGroup to boost production of biometric payment cards. Fingerprint Cards AB, Fingerprints, and InGroup through SPS, It's globally leading brand in contactless and dual interface card manufacturing technologies have come together to collaborate on InGroup's Smart Packaging Solutions, SPS. Bloomberg ports Data License Plus to Google BigQuery. Bloomberg today announced a new offering that enables customers of Google Cloud to accelerate their data strategies through the integration of Bloomberg's cloud-based data management solution, Data License Plus, DL Plus, with BigQuery, Google Cloud's fully managed, serverless data warehouse. TD Securities connects to TradeFeed R for FX data analytics. TradeFeeder, the leading independent FX data analytics platform, today announced that TD Securities is live on the platform. Tis the season to shop. Can businesses still capitalize on sales events in APAC? Major shopping events including Alibaba Group's Singles Day, Black Friday, Cyber Monday and Lunar New Year are known to offer huge potential for e-commerce businesses looking to boost sales and attract new customers who are eager to stretch their dollar. Insurance startup WeFox raises $55 million MLN debt facility. Germany-based insurtech WeFox has been backed by UniCredit and Deutsche Bank with $55 million in funding. Travelex reveals that Australians rely on cash for abroad payments. A newly published research from Travelex has revealed that more than 50% of Australians still rely on cash as a main overseas payment method. Ripple becomes technology partner of National Bank of Georgia. U.S.-based crypto solutions company Ripple has become the technology partner for National Bank of Georgia, NBG, Digital Gel Pilot Project. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.